From the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Guilty Movie Pleasures. And now, here are your hosts, two of the guiltiest cats I know, Josh McCouga and Steve Simone.
What's up, Schmoville?
Oh, man.
We did it again.
Yes, we did.
Two for two.
I think what's nice about that is you are a big professional wrestler fan. I myself am not. But that's like, I feel like we're getting some pro wrestling in there.
Yeah, it's the only thing that taught me how to behave as a child.
What, wrestling?
Pro wrestling, yeah.
I think what really did it for me in pro wrestling is I don't think I could have done the actual wrestling part because I would always just be flopping around. But the actual like theatrics of it was what I would be more excited
about.
Yeah,
I prefer old school pro wrestling. When a guy like Mean Gene Okerlund would interview somebody and then they would just tell you what they were going to do.
Right.
Except now the wrestlers hold the microphone and the guy they want to beat up's right there and they're like, oh, you think you're going to beat me up? This is how I'm going to beat you up.
And the legendary hosts are the best part, like Jerry the Madman Lawler or whatever.
Jerry the King, yeah.
Jerry the King and all that. And, you know, Andy Kaufman coming in there and all
that. Oh, the
stuff.
Best.
Awesome thing.
Tony Schiavone down here at the Omni in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was so great.
It's great.
Speaking of great, this week's movie is great.
Well, let's just say this up top. Schmoville, you guys put together a poll on the Schmoville fan site and Facebook,
yep.
which we get. What do you think your average number of notifications on Facebook of Schmoville? Easily
it's
40
million.
To 50 a day.
A day.
We're not complaining about that. It's
I love
incredible.
It. I'm very lonely, so keep on communicating.
When I click into Facebook and I see that little number up by the little world, by the globe thing,
yeah.
I get super excited.
I'm like, oh, guess who matters? This guy.
All because of you, Schmoville, so thank you. I will say this also. We've had some like a minor little issue with iTunes. So if you click on something, it might send you another thing. Guilty Movie Pleasure still does exist on iTunes. It's not gone anywhere. It's just you got to kind of like search around us a little bit. It's going to be fixed. Don't worry about it. Rate us 5 stars. Tell all your friends. Subscribe. Give some comments. Even if it's like, I hate Josh's face. Steve's way better looking. Do that. I'm fine with it.
You couldn't even say that without laughing.
I got you.
Okay. Nobody's ever going to say that.
And please listen to Steve and I. I went on Steve's podcast, Good Times, and I had
that was awesome.
So all the people on Twitter who've been tweeting at us and stuff, I really, really appreciate it. We love hearing from you guys, the fans. If you notice, we always try and respond or at least favorite your tweet. So
absolutely.
Again, thank you. Today's movie, big time. Again, Schmo will put the poll together. You guys voted. You wanted Predator. You're getting Predator.
Yeah, and I think I just want to say this because a lot of people are like, is this a guilty movie? Why should we feel guilty about it? The way I look at it, guys, we just want to hang out and have laughs with you and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your show. So if you guys have movies you want us to talk about, let us know.
Yeah.
And then it's just our job to watch them and share our thoughts with you and try to make it entertaining.
Yeah, and try and make you laugh and each other laugh as much as humanly possible. It's, you know, it can be guilty. It may not be guilty.
Yeah,
listen,
I don't know.
One person's guilty movie pleasure is another person's Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not...
Speaking of Oscars, I have no idea how Predator didn't win one.
It's ridiculous.
So many fantastic performances.
All good acting.
Phenomenal.
This is like the platoon of action movies. Really is.
Dude, the best is I hadn't seen it from beginning to end. Like, you know what's so great about these movies, and this is a constant theme that's coming up, is that many of these movies people choose, they're always on TV.
Always.
It's one of those things, they're so awesome that everybody loves them. Everybody's
right.
Like, no, we're going to put on Predator for the millionth time.
Once we get to a point where we are controlling the world, like we talked about yesterday, we will have a GMP channel. It will just be a channel you can get on DirecTV, Time Warner Cable.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And you guys, we just pick the movies each
awesome
week.
Awesome movies.
Awesome movies, and boom, they're there only for you, but that's somewhere down the line. Anyhow, go ahead.
But it's been a while since I saw it from beginning to end. And that's one of the things. It's like I would pick this up anywhere in the movie and sit down and watch it, but it's been so rare from the beginning to the end.
Right.
And I forgot this opens up with the UFO.
It does. A spaceship coming in right around Earth. And then it just cuts to because you don't know. We're like, oh, okay, Predator, whatever. I mean, had you never seen a trailer back in 86 or whatever and know nothing about the movie and there's a UFO that comes out, you're like, oh, this is a space movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it opens up with army stuff. It's so cool.
Any movie that opens up, like you said, army stuff gets
that's
me.
When you know it's going to be
it's
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it shows all the tough guys on the helicopter.
Yes.
And then who's the last to get off? Schwarzenegger. Because he has to take time to light up his stogie.
In a silhouette.
So great.
All you see. And you know that was Schwarzenegger. That wasn't like a director's choice, right? That was definitely not written in the script. It couldn't be because Schwarzenegger loves cigars more than anything.
Yeah, that's how awesome he is.
Yeah. But, it, you know, the helicopters land. All the dust is everywhere. hardware. Have you look personally? I've never been around a helicopter. So
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've done shows for the military. It's the best thing ever.
Is it really? Please go on. Describe what a helicopter life is like.
Oh, it's so loud. Yeah. Like you can't hear anything, and then you get a tummy ache, but you can't let anybody know because you're always like because you're going up and down, and you smell fumes. And then, like, sometimes there's, like, oil leaking in helicopters and gas. And they're like, don't worry about the oil leak. Be worried when it stops leaking. Because all the guys, helicopter pilots, especially, like, down in, like, real war zone, they all have a screw loose. They're awesome.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
They're like us with man skills. They're so much fun. Like, my one buddies were on a tour in Iraq. And then, like, the helicopter pilot crew, they were all, like, Guido dudes from Jersey.
Yeah, I love
it. So one guy was, like, trying to act tough. Like, one of the comedians is like, I never would get sick on this. They're like, oh, yeah? Panama! He's just throwing up everywhere. Because they took the blades like perpendicular through like snake runs.
That is unreal. I
just want to give a shout out to all the people out there in our armed forces. Thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you for inspiring such awesome movies. Really. Yes. Really and truly. Because what you do in real is actually way more important than inspiring awesome movies. But what you've done has spawned generations of guilty movie pleasures, one, and just simply awesome characters. Like, you know that these guys are based on actual dudes. They have to be.
I never even thought about that.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
You get this grizzled general coming off, and he's like, God damn. And, okay, Commando, Schwarzenegger's name, John Matrix. And this one, Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch is the man's
code
name.
Codename Dutch.
Come on.
Son of a bitch.
Every one of them has great nicknames. We all want a cool nickname in our life. We all want it. Every Makuga has the same nickname, Cougs. Okay? none of us, all 100,000 Makugas, the same nickname. I've always wanted to like separate myself and have an awesome nickname like Dutch.
I wish I had a nickname that was better than, hey, Chubby. I'm just chubby. How'd you get that nickname? Too many cookies.
I love that no matter what, as soon as your high five goes up, you say Panama. It's great.
It's the best.
It's incredible. So you get Schwarzenegger. So again, we see UFO and then boom, they're at this like base camp, right?
Yeah.
In some like, it could be Valverde. They could be in Valverde.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the tropical jungle. I think somewhere in the Amazon.
Sure.
But just at the top, I want to say that right away, that's how you know this is one of the best movies ever because it takes sci-fi and blends it with action.
Right.
And all of Schwarzenegger's movies have that like funny comedy element to it.
Yes.
Home run. And all the elements.
At that point in his career, they just had a guy sitting in a room by himself thinking of
one-liners
to plug into scripts.
Yeah,
that guy didn't do anything else.
I wish I could have that job.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? It's like the guy that invents the pizza at Pizza Hut. He's like, we're going to shove bacon and cheese in the crust. They're like,
I'm listening.
Go on. Mm-hmm. The beautiful part about this movie is, okay, as opposed to Commando, where it's Schwarzenegger versus the world, it's Schwarzenegger and his four crazy buddies.
No, five. There's a crew of six.
Okay. So you have the Native American dude that...
My favorite, Billy.
Billy is your favorite.
Yeah.
And he can, like, smell what The Rock is cooking, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got like, the warrior spirit where he can sense things that our five senses can't tell you.
Right.
He knew.
It's kind of like Last of the Mohicans when they would like run through the jungle, you know, and like take out the British soldiers because the Indians, Native Americans, knew how the woods were won, how they saw it, and that was Johnny.
Spirit guides.
No matter where it was in the wilderness, Johnny knew how to handle himself, and that's why Dutch kept him around. And then he had Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yep.
Who was basically like that drunk buddy that you hung around simply so if you got in a bar fight, you knew he had your back no matter what. Because the body, he didn't care. He's shoving tobacco in his mouth. He's swearing. He's talking about broads. This will
make you a sexual tyrannosaurus. Tremendous. Like, it's just so good because they get in. Okay, so it opens up with the spaceship. Boom. And then it shows them all getting off the chopper.
Right, boom.
And then there's the general in there, and he's like, Dutch, I had to call you in.
Yeah.
And then you see Apollo Creed. I'm like a six-year-old. I'm just going to refer to Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed.
Always.
Is in the other room, and he was like, you son of a bitch. Because Schwarzenegger and Apollo Creed knew each other from missions in the past.
Right.
Because you later see that they had the same, I think it was an Army Ranger lighter that they got in 71.
Right.
Which means they were badasses.
Badass.
Yeah, like Vietnam-era Rangers. Forget it. Thank you, guys.
And he gets so excited to see him. It's like when you saw your brother for the first time in a long time. You're like, Ben, it's so good to see you.
Dude, and the best is then they go right into the feet of strength.
If that doesn't say guilty pleasure, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, when they match up the biceps.
And
come on.
And
this desk job's making you weak.
too much paperwork.
And you know McTiernan was like, all right, now we got to go for the punching of the bicep. And Apollo Creed and Schwarzenegger were just standing there just like, how long do we have to hold this flex? As long as we friggin' want to.
So great. My buddy Chris Bell made this great documentary on steroids called Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Okay.
And he's got a scene where he got this shake, get a picture with Schwarzenegger doing that.
Like that?
Yeah, the best ever.
And also there was an homage to that in MacGruber.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Which
we have to do
MacGruber. We will talk MacGruber without a doubt. So they hold it and they're like, you're doing the man thing, right? Because this is the largest collection of testosterone on the planet at this point. Like,
you know what's interesting? Like, because we'll keep on talking plot point by plot point.
Sure.
But what I thought was interesting, I was like, oh, this was the, they even flat out mentioned, they used the term expendables in this.
Do they really? I didn't even hear that.
Oh, yeah. I picked up on it because they were like, okay, so Carl Weathers reconnects with Schwarzenegger. Carl Weathers now is CIA. A CIA op.
Mm-hmm.
And the general tells Schwarzenegger, we need you. You're the best. We need you and your crew because an ambassador or...
Who's going into the jungle and they lost him.
Yeah, they went over the wrong border by accident, right. Got shot down. They're captured by rebels. So they have to go save this guy.
Right.
And then they let you know that Schwarzenegger is such a good dude. That he
won't
was
work with the CIA.
Right. And he was like, we're like an extraction team where we rescue people. We're not assassins.
Right.
Do you remember he made that point clear? Because they had another job that he had turned down.
Because he's a killer, but he doesn't want to be a killer. He only kills if he has to. Right? He's kind of like a martial artist in like the good part of like the guy that trained, like Miyagi's buddies would probably be Schwarzenegger's buddy.
Right.
Because they only fight when they have
to
fight.
They're not the Cobra Kai.
No, they are not the Cobra Kai.
Right.
So
now Schwarzenegger, he's got to be a hero.
Yeah.
There's a group of people that were shot down. They're captured by bad guys. Nobody else can save them because they're behind... the wrong border. They're right. Well behind enemy lines. And Schwarzenegger's like, all right, man, let's go do this.
Listen, Schwarzenegger's group is literally human camouflage. They never get caught. They go into these places, they extract people, and it's zing, zang, zong. Done.
Yeah, so cool. But then you know something's up because Carl Weathers has to go with him. And he's like, no, we only use our 6-man crew. And they're like, nope, you need to set.
Which was kind of like an insult, I think, to Carl Weathers and Apollo Creed, is because they were buddies at one point. So now why he doesn't trust them, I don't get.
Oh, but then we soon find out.
We get there.
But we soon find out.
And then you get to that point. So next thing you know, you're back in a helicopter.
Yeah, and they're playing that awesome song.
That song is incredible.
Dude, it's so good. This movie really doesn't stop.
It doesn't. Because it's a ticking clock. That's
best
part. It only takes place in one day. And listen, if you go back in time and watch any great action movies, the great ones, all take place in a day.
I never picked up on that.
Die Hard, day. Die Hard with a Vengeance, day. Commando, 13 hours. It was a literal ticking clock that he had on his arm.
Right.
This one all took place continuous. You never had a break from the action. Speed never took place from the action. When you put that all together, it's when an action movie goes over like an extended period of time that it really starts to drag a little bit.
Yeah, dude, this was awesome.
Yeah. So they're on this thing, and this is when the body puts the chew in his mouth. And listen, if you've never tried chewing tobacco, I don't personally recommend it. I know you really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm trying to quit. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah, it's tough. Like the first,
he was chewing loose leaf. Looked like he had a little Redman or Levi Garrett loose leaf chaw.
The first time I ever had chaw was with my buddy Colin Redman. Coincidentally, was the first person I ever watched this movie
with. Wait, his last name was Redman?
It was Redman,
I think that's what Jesse the Body may have been chewing.
I that's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
So we went, and our buddy Brian Spack worked at the Mini Mart, so he just sold tobacco to all underage
kids.
It was awesome, right?
Way to go, Brian.
Oh, it's great.
American hero.
He is a classic in our town. Classic. His mom stole our bong. It was pretty funny. Yeah. His
Panama!
I remember it was Easter. It was like the Friday before Easter. So Good Friday. So we had it off.
Nice.
So we're at the Redman's place. Obviously, I'd watched Predator before. This is the first time I tried chaw. I put the chaw in my mouth and I was like, this isn't that good. Face turns green. I puked for about an hour and a half. That was the most fucked up I've ever been on any kind of anything up to that point in my life. I was so green. His mom comes home from work and she looks at my face. She was like, are you okay? I'm not feeling that good.
Call my mom.
Yeah, please.
I need to get picked up.
I had too much red man chaw. I didn't say that. And then I tried snuff like a few years later. Again, puked. So those were my only two times trying tobacco. But if you are in a chopper and Body Ventura offers you chaw and you're going into a jungle to try and rescue an ambassador, you take the chaw.
Yeah.
Right?
I would have.
Yeah.
He made it look so cool, too.
Yeah. Because he just, big plug, threw it right in there.
Yeah, and then I forget what Apollo Creed said, but then Jesse the Body spit right on his boot. You remember that?
Because none of Schwarzenegger's teams likes Weathers at this point.
Yeah, they know. They know something's up.
Because in typical Apollo Creed fashion, he's kind of like the stiff. He's the suit. Nobody really trusts Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed, because he's not part of the team. He hasn't been in the shit as long as they have, and in the same mindset where they all did a blood brother oath of we're not going to be killers.
That's what I think. Like, these guys are just a crew. This is their team.
Right.
This is what they are. Now they have to go rescue somebody, and here's the cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch. Yeah. In season 4, when the plot starts to drag, you got to invite somebody in. But it's good. Because
did
then
you just compare cousin Oliver and the Brady Bunch to Apollo Creed?
Yeah, because they just glommed them on a little bit.
So also, we haven't mentioned the character, the guy that she keeps trying to tell the bad jokes about big pussies.
Oh yeah, that guy was kind of fantastic.
Yeah, he was.
Is that right?
It's big, and Johnny never says a word.
Billy never says a word.
And then they have the other guy, who, by the way, the guy that keeps trying to tell the jokes is Shane Black, who wrote.
No way.
Three. Yeah, that's Shane Black.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's like invented writing the...
Wait, how did he sign up for the best life ever? He got to be in Predator and then write the best movies ever?
Yes. He hit jackpot, dude. Genius.
Did you ever know you were my hero?
That was originally meant for Bette Midler, but we're going to sing it to Shane Black.
Yeah, why not, man?
Yes,
he deserves it.
So... We get there, so then finally they're in there, and then those lights start blinking in the helicopter, yep. Right?
It's time to go.
I want a light like that in my life, right? Where you are sitting around and, you know, instead of somebody calling you or something, it's just a blinking light in your apartment, and then it hits go, and you open the door and you sling out. Like your apartment is somewhere up in the sky, and you get to parachute anywhere you want.
Yeah, so cool. And then you know what was even cooler? These guys didn't parachute out. Oh. Remember they took the zip line down? They fast roped down.
And that's in SEAL Team 6. That's you. Because you're in the cover of night. They turn off all the radar.
Yeah,
they drop down, turn off all the lights.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want to talk about. Once we get through the whole movie, I do want to talk about how there are real people that really know how to do this.
Yes.
And that's what's
well,
so
we
awesome.
Can go into it now because we keep.
Well, dude, that's why I'm wearing this awesome Punisher shirt.
The
legend? There was this guy. Yeah. There was this real guy named Chris Kyle, God bless his soul, was like the coolest person ever.
Okay.
He was tougher than everybody in this movie combined, but in real life.
Yeah.
So you can, there's a clothing company called Forged.
Okay.
And you can go there and buy one of these cool shirts, and all the money goes to his family.
Yeah. Oh, really? Chris mm-hmm. Kyle.
Yeah, the best person ever.
Does he have a book or something that you
yes,
read?
There's tons of them.
Oh, really?
There's really cool books out there.
What are the book's names?
I think.
Are they making a movie about this guy?
Yeah, I think they are, actually.
Are you in it?
No, I think Clint Eastwood's directing it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
God,
real, awesome.
Real Navy SEALs. And like we said before when we talk Commando and all this stuff, there are guys that are actually doing this that make these guys look like pussies, really and truly.
Yeah.
Because these guys are like, doing fake stuff. These guys are literally doing this stuff.
Yeah, that are so good. Like, that's why I get nervous talking, even mentioning their names and stuff. I'm like, I'm not worthy to really mention because they're that for real. Because, like, I remember, like, when I was – I had the privilege. It really was a privilege to go overseas to entertain our troops. And then you got to meet some of these guys.
Sure.
And then, of course, I'm 7.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did you ever see Predator? And, like – and, you know, it's so funny. A lot of those guys, they grew up just like us. They're like, how do you think I got here?
Yeah.
I'm like, you actually lived the dream. But, like, they were talking
so
about, like, how
the
techniques and stuff they use in these movies aren't realistic.
Right.
And how, like, you don't shoot the gun from the hip and all
that
stuff.
Well – we would hope not. You're not just
and there's probably not really aliens hunting humans for sport in the jungle. Probably
with one
not.
Arm. The only difference between real Navy SEALs and you and me is that we just like ran through the woods and started kicking trees, and these guys are actually running through and killing bad guys.
Yeah, the last time I went running through the woods, me and my little brother were looking for pornography.
That was the stint of our Navy SEALism. Yeah. Yes.
So once you got to drink out of a canteen, it was awesome. Did you ever do that when you were a kid? Like, give me a swig, it just tasted better, and everybody would drink out of the canteen.
You're sweating, you're in like a tree fort that you sort of
the
built.
Best.
Yeah. God, those are such good things. And all of those activities were inspired by
movies like this. Absolutely.
Like Predator and stuff. And we thought there was a Predator in the woods, and you did all that stuff. And I remember my brother and I were trying to make a bow and arrow out of sticks and wire after we saw this movie. But no real person can do that.
Dude, no, that's what was so awesome. All right,
yeah,
so let's
sorry,
pick up.
So that's further on.
So they take on the mission. They fast rope out. They start going through. Boom, what do they find? They find 3 human bodies skinned alive.
Skinned alive.
And then it turns out Schwarzenegger knew one of the guys, and they were a Green Beret team, badass mofos.
Yeah.
And he was like, what was it? Because I wanted to use the guy's name as a fake alias. So it was like Jim Toppers. Hopper.
Yeah, Hopper.
Hopper. Hopper. And I was like, that'll be my new fake name at a bar. Hi, I'm Jim Hopper. And people are like, that's vaguely familiar. Huh. So great.
Do I know that name?
So it lets you know if whatever got to these dudes, because at first you think it's the bad guys.
Yes.
You think it's the rebels that captured them, and you're like...
Because we still don't know. Again, if you have never seen a trailer to Predator, and you are just going into the movie Cold Turkey, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had a time machine to go... Because I do remember seeing this in the theater, and when they
would cut... You saw it in the theater.
Yeah. Ooh. And they would cut back to the point of view of the Predator, and stuff would be like in that... Yeah. And it was like that heat. And you're like, what's happening? Yeah. What is it? And my little brother's like, that's the Predator. That's the real Predator. Schwarzenegger's not the Predator. He's the one that's actually being hunted. Like, my little brother always figured stuff out before me. And then my dad would just get stuff wrong. Wait till Apollo Creed punches him. Dad, I don't think that's going to happen. So good.
Your dad and your brother are like the best characters that come on the show.
I had the best childhood ever.
Awesome. So now they come in, and let's just get to the point where they
rescue the people who are all dead,
right?
Kind of, but they take out all the bad guys.
Yeah. And then they charge that camp. They get to that camp, which was
awesome.
And we think, listen, that's only 20 minutes into the movie. We're like, right? Okay. So will they take out the camp? So what's next? But we get the. And he's watching them, and he's recording their voices.
Yeah, which was interesting and
creepy.
Cool.
And again, if you notice, there's a ton of movies that have kind of stolen from Predator. So this is going to sound really lame, but in the Hunger Games, there's a part that's sort of like the Predator kind of thing, where he's recording their voices. There's mockingjays or whatever that are doing.
Yeah, I thought the Hunger Games is great.
Oh, it's great.
You know, it's great.
Yeah,
but it's not Predator.
It's not Predator.
No.
And then you realize at some point that. Well, then they get there, and when they blow up that camp, they're shooting everything. That's a commando moment.
Yeah.
Because they're spraying them with guns. They've got and what we don't really see until you get to that camp is the gun that the body is carrying. He's got it. We know it's a Gatling gun, but we just don't know how amazing this Gatling gun is.
Yeah, I have no idea how realistic that is.
That is like literally a weed whacker of a weapon. If you could get close enough to, like, you know when you weed whack?
Yeah, it looks like something that should be mounted on a tank, and Jesse the body is just carrying it through the woods.
Carrying it. And they mow down an entire village of bad guys.
Yeah, they take out
150.
Yeah, they take out all the bad guys.
Yep.
But then all the people that they wanted to save were
dead. They were already dead.
But then you find out the reason why Apollo Creed was there was because the CIA wanted to get all the information.
Yeah.
It was an operation. It wasn't really a rescue.
No,
yeah,
it wasn't really
a rescue.
And Schwarzenegger he just rescues. We've been over that.
Yeah. And then he was like, you son of a bitch.
You got me. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, this was a setup.
Right.
And he was like, come on, man. And I think that's the first time he says expendable. I think he was like, you're just an asset, an expendable asset.
And now we got the precursor to Expendables.
So instead of saving people, they take a hostage. That girl, because they figure she knows a lot more stuff than just the papers have. So now they have to go through the woods.
Coincidentally enough, the only good-looking girl to survive the entire firefight was that girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's acting like she doesn't speak English.
Yep.
Whatever. She's trying to play it hard to get. It's sort of like when you meet a girl in an arcade when you're 12, and she doesn't want to talk to you.
But she really does.
But she really does want to talk to you. And like maybe your better-looking friend like talks to the friend, and then like you kind of get
it. Like your better-looking friend named Josh. And then you're just like, hey, let's hit the snack bar and wait for mom to pick me up. I'll be sitting on the curb.
Come on,
and then
Steve.
It's like, did you bun her? Did you French?
Did you French? Are you guys going steady? Did you ask her to go with you? So they take this girl hostage. Now, this is where the script gets flipped. Because
This is when it becomes the best. It's pretty much an action movie up until this point, a standard action movie.
Standard action movie. Guns, an opposing army in a jungle in a country we've never heard of, trying to get people out of somewhere that we don't know, and we don't know who any of these people are. Standard action movie, whatever. But now we have this... where the guy... Because every time and then it cuts to his... thing.
Point of view, yeah.
We still haven't seen the Predator. We've only seen him tracking.
Well, you
them.
Can't. Even now, when he's going to kill that one guy, it's like camouflage coming at you.
So now they take this girl and they're trying to get to the rendezvous point to get a chopper to get them out of there because they've gotten all the information. They're obviously still pissed, but they still have to get out because they're on a bad side of town.
Yep.
Right? It's kind of like, did you guys ever brawl against rival high schools?
Yeah, kind
of. So there was this McDonald's on the border of our town, right?
Uh-huh.
And kids from two other high schools would go there after football games.
Nice.
And there was always a fight at this McDonald's. Okay.
Well, those guys from South think they're tough guys.
South, Bayside, Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon, Bethel Park all went to this this McDonald's. Hysterical. And that was like the border that they crossed in Predator. Now they got to get out of there. And the CIA, they can't send helicopters over this border again because
they're too far behind enemy lines.
Exactly. Too far behind enemy lines. And Schwarzenegger didn't know that was going to happen. He had a feeling, but he didn't know. So now they got to get and they got to track
this chopper. They have to go through the worst way. You remember they were like, we have to go through the worst part of the jungle ever.
Exactly. It's like when you walk down an alley and you're like, I shouldn't walk down this alley, but
the
only way
out.
Get,
yeah.
Way to get out.
And then that guy Billy starts getting bad vibes again.
Yes.
So good.
He's looking around the forest, you know. And anytime that you would go into the woods, you'd think you were Billy. Like you heard something.
Oh,
you turned your head. You looked up into the trees. Like, I think it's coming down for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now the whole crew is going whatever. And the first guy that gets killed is the guy that makes the jokes about pussies and stuff. Right?
Oh,
he's
the first
one to just get smoked. Shane Black, because Shane Black had to get writing. I mean, he had to get busy dying so he could keep writing action movies. So everybody freaks out. That girl starts screaming because his body just blows up. The Predator comes running through. We don't actually see the Predator. He just like and blows up the body.
Yep.
And he takes the body because that's what the Predator is.
Yep.
And his guts are everywhere. And you're like, what happened? And now everybody thinks the girl killed him. You're like, the girl can rip out his guts?
No.
Come on, Weathers. You just because you're a CIA and you don't trust anybody doesn't mean the girl can rip out guts.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Weathers. What are you going to do? He doesn't
trust. He does redeem himself, though, later.
He comes back. Yeah. It took him the whole movie to become a good guy.
Yeah, to remember what it was like to be part of a team.
Right. So now they're freaking out. Right?
Yep.
And Now we're like kind of traversing still, and they still know they're being hunted, but they're trying to get through. And then the next scene is when the body gets just smoked with that's the next big scene, is the body getting smoked.
Yeah. We missed his favorite quote, though. My favorite quote.
Go.
In the home. Well, not okay. I have two favorite quotes in this, but that by this point the body's taped up, because remember in the firefight when they took out all the bad guys, 150 bad guys.
Right.
The one guy looks at Jesse the body and he goes, "You're bleeding." He goes, "I ain't got time to bleed."
Oh, yeah.
So good.
This movie is, it's not as chock full of one-liners as, say, Commando, per se, but it does have some awesome ones.
Stick around.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
he threw the knife.
Yeah. So, and that was in the firefight in the village.
Yeah, a lot of the laughs were in the village.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as the Predator shows up, it just gets scary.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So
first the guy that makes all the jokes dies.
He's gone.
Then Jesse the body dies.
He gets straight through the chest with that whatever
laser gun, right?
Yeah, the laser gun that the Predator shoots is just, it looks like a crappy webcam on his shoulder.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That moves around with him and just shoots the world's most powerful gun bullet.
Yeah.
Light bullet. Missile, whatever that, it's just a special effect that blows up bodies.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Because you remember when they investigate his body and they're like, there's no powder burns,
yes,
there's no exit, there's nothing.
It's literally just vaporized his body.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, if you notice in the one near the end when he's looking around the forest, anytime his head moves, the gun, the webcam moves with him.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah. And you want that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Come on. As a Halloween costume, this is the most integral part, is this. This thing.
That's what makes it official.
On the shoulder. You know what this could have actually been too? Is like in the labyrinth. Remember how like the one little thing kind of moved around?
The little worm thing.
The little worm thing. So we're incorporating other movies. Those are callbacks, people. Frasier
Smith. I'd rather watch the credits to Predator than any scene in the labyrinth.
It's a pretty good line. That's good. So he gets blown. And then what's his name? Billy sees the flash of the Predator, because all we've seen thus far is basically like, you know when you're grilling at home or at like a barbecue and there's the vapor of the smoke comes up and there's that like clear propane that kind of comes up.
Yeah.
That's what the Predator looks like. He looks like a clear propane, but you can see him like walk into the jungle, but you really got to look closely because he's got the camouflage skills. But when we come back around to the end, I want to talk about my complaints about this movie.
All right, you can just throw them out now. All right, let's get to the awesomeness. All right,
we're getting through.
All right, so boom, two guys are now dead. Then Schwarzenegger's like, "Hey, man, we got to make a stand."
No, but here's the thing: is they then vaporize the entire woods with that Gatling gun. They just shoot every bullet they have into the ether.
Yeah, that's true, because they thought they saw it, and they're like, "There he is." They could hear it, and then for like, it's ridiculous. For like a minute straight, they waste all the ammo they
all of those Gatling gun bullets that could literally take out anybody, they're all gone because they mowed a forest down with it.
Yeah, mowed a forest down with it.
But now they're losing guys bad.
Yep.
And
then that's when Billy has that great line, because he was like, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Remember, he was like, I'm scared. And he was like, you're not scared of any man. He goes, whatever out there is not a man.
Yeah.
we're all gonna die.
Right. And then the best line of the movie too is they see the green thing, the green blood, and it's like, if it bleeds, it can die.
Yeah, yeah. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah. If it bleeds, we can kill it. So now they have to make a final stand. They got to do their whole thing. So now they start making their way through the jungle, and they talk about because in this movie they do a lot of this, like
the hand signals. Yeah, me and my brothers did that all the time.
I wanted those hands. Yeah, yeah.
So good.
We all think we're in the military when we do like the.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, it's sort of like on the sidelines of football games, and we're just like.
Yeah, well, we made this movie awesome for like a 12-year-old boy. Essentially, it was the Goonies with guns. So it's like if you take two awesome things, it's an adventure.
Yep.
It's Goonies, guns, plus aliens. Like, how can you go wrong?
Goonies, guns,
aliens. Yeah. It's like, come on.
And bro. One amazing alien. Probably the greatest alien in a movie ever.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Okay, aliens with Sigourney Weaver, good. But you kind of knew that's what was going on because they're in space. You don't anticipate seeing this crazy badass reptilian animal in a jungle.
Dude, it was so cool. And they kept on revealing it perfectly. Like, first you don't see it at all.
Right.
And then you see flashes of it. And you see things from its point of view. And then you see it when it's bleeding. You see him stitch himself up.
Yeah.
But he's still got that helmet thing on.
Right.
And it's not until the end that you see.
And his blood is green. And then he makes that, like, sound. Yeah, everybody looks around and the birds fly out of the tree.
So cool.
Right. So now they make the final stand. And Bill Duke, who also in Commando.
Who was awesome in this.
Awesome in this. He starts going a little mad. Everybody starts going a little mad. Obviously,
yeah. Bill Duke's so pissed that they killed his best friend.
Yeah. Oh,
that he's like, I'm getting you.
Yeah, we're gonna kill this guy, right?
Yep.
So now it becomes sort of an almost every man for themselves situation because he kind of starts tracking the predator while the other guys are trying to flush him into him, right?
Well, I think what happens is they make that final stand. They have that scene, right? And then the one guy gets crushed.
Yeah.
So now they have to get to the chopper to save his life, and Bill Duke's like, "No, I want revenge." And then Carl Weathers. Steps up, and that's when he redeems himself.
Becomes the good guy,
and he's like, I'm going to go fight with this dude. We're going to essentially distract this, whatever this is, long enough so you guys can
we're gonna kill him.
Get to the chopper. Right.
And we think, you know, we see, the part where he loses Bill Duke, Carl Weathers loses Bill Duke. So Schwarzenegger takes the girl and the dude off.
The girl and Billy.
And Billy. Right.
Who's the coolest dude in this, I think. I really do think Billy that the Tracker.
You have a Superman crush on
him. Yeah, Billy. he's so cool because like he's sensing everything. And do you remember where he was like five footprints, U.S. Army boots? He like knew all the tracks and stuff. And he's like, It's like it just disappeared. Because then that's the next breakthrough.
Serious
when
question.
When Schwarzenegger figures out, he goes, oh, he's using the trees.
Yeah.
Because remember, they can't track
him. Can't track him. Okay. Anytime you were ever in the woods, could you track anything?
No.
Yeah, it's impossible.
No, but there are people out there that know how to do it. Yeah. Like my friends at Hunt and stuff. I'm like, that's so cool.
It's ridiculous. And guys like in Crocodile Dundee and Crocodile Dundee 2, those guys knew how to track the bad guys through the jungle and all that stuff.
So cool.
I could never. I mean,
my little brother used to act like he could track stuff. Look. And he would he'd look for branches that were stepped down and then he could find stuff. Like
really?
Yeah.
Well, he was somewhere in between.
Yeah, we would just go on adventures in the woods.
Yeah.
We'd pack our canteens and Rambo knives. So great. So much fun.
For one Christmas, I asked for a machete after I watched this movie. I was like, Mom and Dad, I want a machete. And I pulled the page out of the Service Merchandise Mart.
So tremendous.
And I was like, I want this. And my mom's like, we're not buying you a machete. You're 11.
Oh, come on. I can't have anything fun.
I go to Pap's house and sharpen it on a sharpener. And I'm like, sharpen this forever. Like, what are you going to do with a machete? Go in the woods and chop shit down. What do you think?
Be a man, Mom. Yeah. It's time.
Look at me.
What are we going to do if somebody breaks in? That used to be part of my life.
Machete and just cut my
chest.
Oh,
that's when you know it's going down.
So what happens is then Schwarzenegger. So Weathers and Bill Duke go down. Bill Duke hides and he can see him. Weathers and
I see you.
He grabs Carl Weathers' hand and like Weathers kind of freaks out and he points right to the thing and now they see the predator in his invisible glory.
Yeah. You could see that. It's just camouflage.
Oh, you know what it kind of looks like? Remember old 3D glasses, how you could see like they were like messed up? That's kind of what it looked like, right? Or like those crappy glass block windows people used to have in their house in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, or like in the bathroom so you couldn't see boobs when sisters were taking showers.
Yes, Schmelville, those kinds of windows.
Those kinds of windows.
So they're seeing him, and then that's when they realize they're like, and they turn to each other and they look back and he's gone. And then,
well, I think that was the coolest, one of the coolest moments, because that's when these dudes realize that it truly is real.
Right.
That there is this, it's not a group. Cause you remember the whole time Carl Weathers is thinking it's two or three guys.
Yeah.
And then when the girl speaks English, she was like, there was these stories.
Yeah. About and like, then, like she tells it. And
the jungle came alive.
Yeah. The jungle came alive. And then she's like, she tells a story and she's like, it means the venom in the jungle who eats the man. We're like, that's that's a little weak.
Yeah.
But so then the predator, Bill Duke has his arm like this and he's like looking up and then he doesn't see him anymore. And then all of a sudden he sees the three red dots of the laser scope. And he's like, oh, shit. And then he just gets crushed. He gets just blown up.
Lit up.
Right in the back of the head, blows his brains out. And that's right before Carl Weathers says, I'm going to go around back and try and flush him.
Yep.
Carl Weathers on a thing. And then we see the Predator come and he's got those claws, right? Which is basically a precursor to Wolverine. Although Wolverine existed way before.
Way before, yeah. Was it?
Still, those like three. You know, it kind of looks like, you know, when you got the sausage skewer fork, the two-prong fork.
Yep.
So he gets him on the thing, and then Carl Weathers tries to turn around and shoot him, blows his arm off, and that's when the gun falls on the ground.
Yeah, I forgot that scene totally.
You forgot that?
Yeah.
The gun falls on the ground, and it's still blown because the trigger's hand is still there.
Yep.
And then he goes to try and take the other gun that he's got with his left arm, but he doesn't
still
get
fighting.
In time, and just like, right? So now they hear the screams. Schwarzenegger turns around. Billy's like, I'm making a final stand. He stands on the log crossing that huge thing.
Yep.
Schwarzenegger takes off with the wounded guy and the girl.
Yep.
And Billy makes the final stand. And as they cut to Schwarzenegger in the forest. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, by this point, what I thought was really interesting is that the Predator had a chance to kill the girl, didn't kill the girl because she wasn't armed.
Because he was just hunting
other
the hunters.
Right. And then what I thought was really interesting, as this thing progresses, it becomes more and more primal. That you have this beast that has all the technology that we can't even comprehend. It can travel in between galaxies. It's got the laser thing. But then what's Billy do? He throws his gun down and he just takes out his machete and cuts himself. And it's almost like that blood draws him towards him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's going to fight. He's going to make a stand with the machete.
Yeah.
And then what Schwarzenegger does after this scene, it gets more and more primal.
Well, that's a good call. I never really understand. Well done, Steve. Steve Simone, everybody. Let's hear it for him.
I like this movie.
So Schwarzenegger hears Billy scream. We never see how Billy dies. He's just dead.
Yeah.
But we do see that so you hear Billy scream and then Schwarzenegger, whatever. And then he cuts back and the Predator's climbing up a tree and just rips Billy's skull and spinal column out of his body and screams. And then he's got all those skulls polished.
Like his trophies.
His trophies, because he's a madman.
Yeah.
And then the Predator starts stalking Schwarzenegger, the wounded guy, and the girl. Obviously, the wounded guy's going to die. We know he's going to die. The Predator takes him out. He's done.
Yeah.
Blows him up. Schwarzenegger gets hit in the arm, but it doesn't like take his arm off like it does Carl Weathers. It just wounds him pretty bad. The girl takes off running, and that's when he screams his famous line. Get to the chopper!
Because
that's what the girl's got to get to the chopper. Now he's gonna make his final stand. Now it's Schwarzenegger, the best man that the United States, the world, can fend off.
Let's go, Dutch.
Dutch is gonna take down the Predator.
Yeah, it's so good. Like this movie, like now I'm starting to get excited just thinking about how it just boom, boom, boom. Now here you go.
Here we go.
Yep.
And as I'm watching it, I'm noticing, I'm like, geez, there's still 20 plus minutes left in this movie.
Yep.
That's how great of a final stand this movie is. An entire third act with just two things, a Predator and the world's most perfect man.
Yep.
Seven-time Mr. Olympia, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Six-time Mr. Olympia, I apologize. And he falls down that thing, and all of a sudden, you see that camera angle when he comes off that cliff, and you were like,
he's dead.
He's dead. He's going to fall. And he falls right into the water.
Yep.
You've seen him jump off a plane into water.
Yeah, but
obviously.
What was so cool is like you see the body go like this, and then perfect straight into the water.
Again, for the second movie. And he gets tossed around. He's still injured, so he can't really swim that well. He gets tossed around, falls off
a waterfall. Another waterfall.
Whatever. Swims to shore and is just like on in the mud.
Yeah.
And we know based solely on, that's good directing, good
great
camera.
Directing. Do you know what was great about this movie? Everything's not on the nose. You have to figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
As you're watching it, you're like, oh, this is the alien and this is its technology. And oh, the mud, it can't see him in the mud. That
right.
sort of stuff.
Right.
It's great.
So then the Predator falls down from wherever he can come from. Like he basically jumped into the water. And then Schwarzenegger looks and he's crazy. But Schwarzenegger is covered in mud at this point.
Yep.
And the Predator walks right by him. Like right
so
by him,
cool.
doesn't see him. And Schwarzenegger says to himself, you can't see me. Right?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. he's got to cover himself in mud. And then that's when I went out in the backyard and started covering myself in mud all the time. I came home the one time, Mom was like, everything is ruined. I was like, we were playing Predator. She was like, with
this
who?
Is what you do.
Yeah. They couldn't see me, Mom. I was fine.
Mom.
It's just... And the creek covering my whole body in mud.
So great.
Every time, I know to this day, when you're in a lake and you ever stepped on in like the shoreline of the lake, when you get to like a little bit of the deeper water and your feet sink into the mud, or like some of the mud stuff in like the mucky part of the bay in Ocean City or
dude,
Seattle
the mud
or whatever,
is the best.
The mud's, and then you thought to yourself, this is where the predator would have been. At its weakest
point. This is how I would take out the predator.
Exactly. So now Schwarzenegger realizes to himself that he can avoid the predator by staying muddy, but he still has to make
as
a final
as it gets.
He still has to make a final stand.
Yep.
It's man versus beast, whatever.
So he starts setting up all those weapons.
All these weapons.
Making different Sharpie sticks.
Dude.
Traps.
The stuff that he does, that he makes.
So cool.
I'm telling you, that's the dream scenario. That's what we all tried to make as kids. If you have watched Predator and you want to go out into the woods, I don't know what if kids do that to this day, but when my brother
and if
I,
you don't go,
go
it's
do
so
it.
Much fun.
We took
don't
like
pretend Predator in the woods.
We got, I mean, we were like weaving grass together and like we made these things so we thought we were going to work. I remember we like weaved this grass
dude, we
together.
We had trip wires. We had everything in the woods.
All these kinds of trip
we
wires.
We would take fishing line and fishing hooks.
Yeah.
Like we're so lucky nobody really got hurt because we would put, my little brother was the king of traps. He'd even put traps in my house. Like when he was like 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, it was like Home Alone before Home Alone. My parents would like go to sleep and he'd sneak out and he'd be like, all right, dude, it's time to go protect the house. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's in case burglars break in. And he would tie string to everything, fishing line hooks, knives swinging like this, like in a haunted house. He'd have the candle so it would burn through the rope at the right time. Complete chaos.
My brother would be like, don't touch anything, don't be an idiot. And then he'd come around the corner and I would just like whack him with a tennis racket. And be like,
how about that?
Yeah, how's this for a trap? I wasn't exactly the most creative kid, let's be honest. We did build a treehouse the one time in our backyard, and Ben dropped a 2x4 on my head on accident, and I was pretty fine. I didn't get hurt that bad.
He
hacked really
Jim
hurt.
Duggan you with the 2x4. Oh,
clunk. Back to the pro wrestling. We had those moments of we had people knocking down our mailboxes in our neighborhood, and Ben's like, we gotta make weapons, and then he just like took a rock with a racquetball racket and whacked it and hit me like point blank, like right under the eye. And
oh
had to
my
get stitches.
Gosh!
And we weren't again the Macugas. We didn't think things through a lot. We weren't.
No, I remember once my little brother. We had this. There was a. I guess it was technically probably somebody's backyard,
yeah.
But the stuff had overgrown it, so we thought we were in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
And there was, we used to call it the ski lodge, but it was just like an abandoned like shed.
Yeah.
And my little brother had his BB gun. We were like, don't shoot in here. He's like, why? What, are you guys afraid? And I went, tink, 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 and it landed right underneath his eye. And then he just put his gun down and was like, nobody's telling Mom.
That's
tink,
amazing.
Tink, tink, tink. Right underneath his eye.
Do your brother's voice again.
Seriously? The best. We love these movies so much.
It's amazing. So now he goes through his training montage, but instead of a training montage, it's a what can I create out of the wilderness montage.
Yep.
Which might be one of the most brilliant montages
so cool.
ever. And he's like, he throws a spear and it sticks in a tree. He's like, yeah. And he shoots up an arrow.
I don't know
he
where
made.
He got. Yeah, he made bow and arrow. He had the knives.
He's like burning it and like melting the wood perfectly.
Yeah, it was cool.
What is whatever. And let's just be honest. Wherever the predator went, he's ignoring a fire in the middle of the woods. That's the only problem that I kind of saw in that. It was like, remember he had that fire going because he was making the weapons?
Oh, yeah.
And so the predator's just not around searching for the fire?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think
kind of a swing and a miss. But so now he's making his last stand. He walks out onto that promontory, basically the rock in Lion King, out on that tree. He lights a torch and just screams at the top of his lungs after he's covered himself in mud and he's ready to fight the predator. And now it's a one-on-one match against a 9-foot-tall reptilian alien and, again, the world's most perfect man.
Yeah.
And Schwarzenegger gets the crap kicked out of him for a while. He shoots an arrow that has explosive on it.
Yeah, but you know what was really interesting? As soon as they get down to the nitty gritty, the Predator goes primal too.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He puts his weapons down, takes off his helmet, and then you see how ugly he is.
And then Schwarzenegger
drops the MF bomb. Yeah. You're one ugly MF. Yeah.
It's so good. Because he doesn't. That might be some of Schwarzenegger's best acting because he doesn't say it like stick around or something stupid like that, right? He just like is legit concerned about what this thing looks like.
Because, yeah, well, it's shocking because it's like he's coming in. He's not only fighting like the crazy, he's fighting an alien, dude.
Yeah. And there's, it's what's unfortunate is there's a lot of people out there that, with really bad teeth that have the nickname Predator.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was, there was a girl I went to high school with who called her Predator. Oh, that's terrible. I never called her to her face because I felt really bad, but she really did have really bad teeth.
Oh, man.
Lower fangs with like nothing. Oh, that's really bad. Poor girl. But he went, and then they get into the, again, and now it's a fight, whatever. Yeah. Schwarzenegger finally gets him into that den.
Trap.
And that's where your brother probably would have been like trying to draw you. So he wasn't trying to kill you, just like wanted you to fall into a hole or something, right? And he falls in and he crushes the Predator. And that's when we're like, oh crap. He won. But the camera stays on that thing. And you're like, holy crap, is he gonna come back from this? You can't kill the Predator.
Yeah.
Right? It looks like an immovable foe.
Yes.
Schwarzenegger gets to his feet. I mean, he's destroyed. There's points when he's getting hit with that Predator hand. He's Predator is basically treating him like a mobster treats his wife. No, that's not mean to say. It's just like that's what they did in those movies. It was brutal. We're not condoning anything, but he was just getting bitch slapped around. It was bad.
Right.
Blood is spewing everywhere. And they get to gets over, and you see the Predator's just green blood.
Yes,
he looks like Slimer.
Spent change. Yeah, it's exactly same thing as Slimer.
So
perfect.
Much Slimer. Yeah, right. Ecto cooler just everywhere, and the Predator starts he opens his arm and he starts hitting Schwarzenegger. Realizes it's gonna be a bomb, and the Predator starts laughing,
maniacal laugh.
And Schwarzenegger takes off running, and there's all this electricity, Big Trouble Little China guy with the electricity coming in. And bomb him in, and it's just, it's our first look at a nuclear weapon that's on a person's arm.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what would happen.
It cuts the chopper that they're in, finally cuts the general in the chopper, and they're like, holy mother of God. There's a nuke that goes off in the jungle, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Right?
That's where he must be.
Well, looks like Dutch did it again. And then it cuts, and there's helicopter dust everywhere. It's beginning of the movie, end of the movie, the same scene, but out walks Dutch, and he's still alive, and he's got the cigar.
So great. Roll credits.
World's. Listen, is this a guilty pleasure movie? I'd like to think so at points.
Yeah, there's some ridiculousness in it.
Here's my thought, okay? An alien comes from all the way across the world.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
To hang out in the jungle.
Yep.
And kill people.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Well, I think maybe that was like a hunting trip for him, right? Like going up to the cabin in the woods, my wife's breaking my balls. I just want to drink a couple beers, maybe bag a deer. That's what it was.
All his buddies were on this foreign planet. Were like, yo, I hear Earth is great for hunting. He's like,
this time of year?
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. And there's that. There was my point of Schwarzenegger making the weapons with the fire.
Yeah.
A little bit ridiculous to a certain extent.
And all those weapons of bow and arrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen. Again, suspension of belief. The
Bill Duke soliloquy. Yeah. Just looking out in the distance, verbalizing every thought.
That's a little absurd. So there are the guilty movie pleasures of this movie.
Yeah.
So I think on the scale of whatever we're going to say, this is one of the world's greatest movies with some of its most guilty pleasures.
Yeah, I just think it's awesome. But yeah, there is certain but I think those ridiculous elements make it more awesome. Does that make sense?
Well, and you know, we could do Predator 2 in the future. Predator 2 is...
I haven't seen that in years.
Danny Glover takes the place of Arnold Schwarzenegger, basically, right? Which
that's fantastic.
Awesome. And it takes place in Los Angeles, so now the Predator is in the cityscape, and there's an end of it that's just awesome, too.
Right, that's how I thought this movie ended. I forgot.
You forget?
I was like, oh, wait.
Okay, wrong one.
Yeah.
But it did spawn like the Alien versus Predator franchise, which I don't even know. I never watched any of those movies, so I don't really care. But I will say that this is one of those movies that anytime you're in the woods and you hear something like rustling around in the leaves, or if I see a squirrel or a leaves fall or anything, you look up in the trees because you hope you see a Predator.
For sure.
Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
Shmovo, there you go.
Dude, it was the best.
Predators. Steve, we have a weekend this weekend. Perhaps. I mean, you're at the Hollywood Improv this
week. Yeah, I'm going to see. I
might be on the show. We're not sure.
Yeah, Friday, October 3rd. Hopefully, Josh and I'm for sure going to be at the Melrose Improv. We did a great podcast together we find out about what this guy was like growing up.
Oh, so
it's
much
fun. It's called
Fun.
Good Times.
You did so much fun. I tell you what, I would talk about that. I could talk about this stuff forever. Obviously, you guys see how in Guilty Movie Pleasures, we always talk about our childhood and things like that. Any more recent movies, we'll do that. And I guess we were talking about we wanted to see the movie The Equalizer. We haven't seen it
yet. Yeah, I have to see that. My buddy Johnny's in it. It looks anything with Denzel Washington whipping ass has got my money.
So here's the for you, Schmoville. recommend some Denzel Washington guilty pleasure movies.
Okay.
We'll make Cody Hall, our intern and the Social Network king, he'll make a poll and you guys can vote on what Denzel Washington movie you want us to do with The Equalizer. And that's what movie we'll do next week. The poll should be up tomorrow, Wednesday, and we'll close around Saturday, Friday or Saturday. So we know what you guys want us to see.
Awesome.
So we can watch it and then we'll talk about that next week. We might bring in a guest. We're not sure, but Denzel Washington next week, guilty movie pleasure. I'm Josh McCouga. You can follow me on Twitter at Josh McCouga. My YouTube channel, The Casual Mafia. My show Between the Sheets airs every Monday. And Steve.
Steve Simone, awesomesteve.com.
There you go. We'll see you guys next time. Guilty movie pleasure.
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes No Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Guilty Movie Pleasures. What's your pleasure? Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now. To watch or listen to other Guilty Pleasure movie episodes or other episodes of the Schmoes No Network shows, get movie news, or to join the conversation, be sure to visit schmoesno.com. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of the Schmoes No Network.